Welcome, everyone. Once again, we're still waiting for the pay for go with the flow, and that's all I'm saying about it. It will be back, and I'm looking for a new theme song, too. But welcome back to the Koi Wella Podcast Show! And I want to take you back to time. Yeah, that's right. We're going back to time again. Here we go again. I know. It's not the 60s or 50s and all that stuff. I want to take you to the time between, I think, whenever this thing started and the person, the electric fixture who ended. And this is in Baltimore, everybody. So, Baltimore, Maryland, United States. Okay? So, this is mostly for Baltimore citizens, Baltimore City, Maryland citizens, and the surrounding counties, including Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, if y'all did come, South Carolina, if you did come, Pittsburgh, Philly, if y'all did come down during that time. And this is the time when we had the Baltimore City Fair. That's right. The Baltimore City Fair. Now, it's nothing down there now. I mean, most of the business is gone. The bookstore, Barnes and Nobles. I used to go in there every day to dream about my book being there. I mean, I used to wait for my mobility down there. When I used to work at Goodwill. I used to go in there and wait for mobility. They used to pick me up at what you call them? Right by the 7-Eleven and that little fancy rent bar place. I forgot what it was. I ain't been down there for a long time, so that's why I forgot. But there's nothing down there. They built these buildings, and you go inside the Inner Harbor buildings, it's nothing really there. Now, yeah, they still got restaurants around there. They still got bars and stuff and all. There's a CVS down there. There's a Marshall down there. The ESPN zone, that used to be down there. That was getting a lot of people. Disney took that out because Disney owned that. And they just took it out. Why? You know? Best Buy used to be down there. Kicking butt. I mean, this was when we was winning Super Bowls, Ravens. I'm sure y'all probably will get in the playoff. It's a possibility. I'm not a Ravens fan. Y'all will get in the playoff though. You got a super great quarterback. He's really good. I gotta give it to him. And you got a good team, Baltimore. But you gotta face my Rams. If they make it, no possibility. I ain't holding my breath because they've been winning games too. And both teams, once they get to the playoff, they start messing up and they start freezing. Watch what I tell you. I will be surprised if both teams make it. I hope so, but I will be surprised if both teams win all playoff games. But I think the Ravens are going to be in the playoff. Well, I don't think. I know. I know they're going to be in the playoff. They always do. Lamar Jackson, he's going to get his boys to the playoff. Okay? Even probably the Super Bowl, Baltimore. So, like I said on the other videos, don't give up on faith. Okay? Don't give up on faith. You're the head, not the tail. You're the victor. Not the victim. Okay, Baltimore? It's time to bring something good to the city. But anyway, back to what I was saying. You go down to the Inner Harbor. Just go down there, Baltimore. And surrounding counties. And surrounding neighbors. Our neighbors, Virginia and West Virginia and all. And Pittsburgh and all. And people who do come here from New York and stuff like that. I mean, don't y'all remember a time when we had two fairs. Now, we still got the state fair. But don't you remember the time that when we had the city fair? The city fair? I'm still wondering, why did they get rid of the city fair? Now, they're saying businesses are leaving Baltimore. And like I said before, remember the new buildings that Mass Smoke built right around in the harbor? Most of those buildings, you go inside those buildings, it's nothing but vacancy. Hopefully, I'm wrong. I ain't been down there for a long time. So hopefully you got some businesses going down there. I mean, I ain't been down there like 2 or 3 or 4 years. I don't go down Baltimore Harbor no more. Too many memories. I mean, taking the kids and all. But this is my point, though. If they want to bring business back to Baltimore, if they want to bring people back to Baltimore, more people in the summertime and all, if they want to fill the hotel rooms and you want to be like New York, they got a fair. I don't know what one of those counties or cities up in New York, they got a fair. I know Los Angeles got a pan fair. I mean, I think Malibu, one of those places, the permit, the boardwalk, they got a fair. Now, Ocean City, yeah, I'm probably sure you got some rides and stuff down there. But why Baltimore? Why not Baltimore? Why not? You built the big casinos. You built the stadiums. Why not bring the city fair back? You could bring a lot of revenue to the city. I mean, a lot of revenue. I know the city is tight down there. And I know people who work down there are like, boy, you better shut up. Yeah, because they brought those little mini rate cars downtown 1 year and just blocked the city off. And I think that's why people told me that this shut up. They probably remember that. Those little mini cars they used to do, they stopped it because something happened. I don't know. They weren't paying the city. City was doing this and city. A lot of crooked mayors we had. We had a lot of crooked mayors. And I still think we got a crooked mayor. But mayor, if you're listening to this or somebody in the mayor party working in City Hall or something, Mayor Smoke, stop the city fair. You can bring the city fair back. You don't have to put it downtown. We got a big park called Drew Hill Park. It ain't doing nothing. All it's doing is collecting wood, old trees, and dogs taking a nice little dump. You know, and it'll probably, and you can build stuff, and we don't have to have those people who want dirt bikes be in the street. We can build them a dirt bike, you know? And I'm serious about this, guys. Just think about it, Baltimore City citizens, you know? And I know it's a lot of crowded down there, but just think about the money and the jobs and the headaches. But I think they will find a way to do it. They always find it. It's always a way. You know? And you can do it. Alright? You can bring back the city fair. You can find somewhere. You found a place with a casino, the horseshoe. So why not the city fair? You find a place for Raven Stadium. Find a place for what's that stadium? Oriole Park? Where the Birds haven't been, the Orioles haven't been to the World Series since the dawn of man. That's how long they've been. Every other team been to the World Series about 5 times. You know, any team want to leave town, we'll be pretty proud to give the wheels away. I mean, we got some hardcore Orioles fans who won't give up on their team or nothing and got faith. And like I said, in one episode, the Orioles going to make a big comeback, guys. Y'all think the Orioles, hey, the Orioles are rebuilding. Just like the Colts when they snuck off, the Orioles is rebuilding in secrets. You know, they starting from the ground. They already building their ground. They started losing too. You know, they coming back before this decade is over, or before the next decade halfway over. The Orioles coming back. And when I say that we gonna get championship games, and the Orioles gonna go to the World Series about 7 or 8 times, they gonna make up for the loss they didn't go. They're going to be just like the Yankees going every year. And people are going to get tired of seeing them going every year. Don't worry. We're going to make up for what we didn't do. I mean, I'm not an Orioles fan, but I am a Baltimore citizen, Baltimore resident. And I will support the team, even though I'm not a team fan. I'm a Dodgers fan. But I will support the team, guys. And I will be in there cheering. Even when they play the Dodgers, I'll be cheering. You know, bring back the magic. The Orioles magic. And that's another thing you can pray to God for. He'll listen. Pray to God. Ask him to bring back the magic. The Orioles. You know? Y'all want a World Series. Y'all want that. Just get on your knees and ask him. He would do it for you. You know, we haven't been since 83. We've been in championship games. We've been winning games over the years. 500, over 500 and all. On and off. Then we fall back into the worst team. Then we come back as the best team. Then we fall back at the worst team. Then we come back as the baddest team. Oh boy. I don't know how Orioles fans do it. Jesus Lord. I mean, the Dodgers, they've been to the playoff. They won the World Series. Almost won the World Series again. I mean, but they had their years too. It took them a while. But the Orioles is rebuilding, guys. I'll say this again. They are rebuilding. They starting from the ground, and they building up. Anybody work at the stadium or work for the Orioles, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? It's in secret. It's in top secret. Yeah, I know. I know what y'all doing. I think by 2025 to 2029, we're going to be at the World Series. So, the Orioles, I've already said it. I permit it. Y'all going to be at the World Series before 2030. I say it again. You're going to be at the World Series before 2030. I don't know if you're going to win or not, but at least you got there. Finally got there. At least you got there. You broke the curse. I mean, like I said, we've been in championship games. We've been in the playoffs and stuff over the years, throughout the years. You know, but I'll be glad when we do go, because when we do go, lose or win, the fans are going to go crazy. They don't care if you win or lose. We've been to the World Series. We broke the curse. We broke the 83 from now curse. You know, the Orioles fans, y'all know what I'm saying. And it could be Orioles fans all over the country, too. I know. People used to live here, now spreading out all over the country. Know what I'm saying. When the Orioles were the Orioles, and y'all left, went to other states and all. Just think. Just close your eyes and think of the championship. Them winning the championship game. And this city just going crazy. The whole downtown is going crazy. Just think. Just think how many people will be in the streets. Bonfires. Jumping up, acting crazy. And just shouting. And we're gonna do it. Y'all gonna do it, okay? My team already been, okay? The Dodgers already been. I'm just hoping Baltimore, y'all Baltimore fans, I'm gonna pray for y'all. Y'all need the world champion. Y'all need a championship game. The Orioles. Ravens, you've been winning championship games. Y'all okay. Alright, y'all been in the playoffs throughout the years. And won the world and won your championships. The world championship, Super Bowls. But the Orioles, they need to be just like y'all. And we're going to get there. And this was my point again. That's why we need the city fair there. We need a city fair. I mean, I think it is enough room down there to get rides down there and get a Ferris wheel down there. I mean, they could change that inner harbor into, I mean, Federal Hill, and yeah. And then put a lot of police officers that want to work. I mean, just a lot of security got to be down there and everything, because the violence, some people don't know how to act in crowds and in the gangs and stuff like that, like start trouble and taking a family. When you take your family to on a family event, you always hear about shooting, gun violence, and you know, I just hope that don't happen. But mayor, people at City Hall, we need something to spite this city. And I really believe, and I know some people listening to this, I really believe that we need the city fair back here. You know, something like the city fair, something. Don't have to be the city fair, something like it, you know, like rides and stuff, just to bring back the business. I mean, put the businesses back downtown, bring people back out, and bring people back downtown and all. I remember the days when those buildings were so crowded. People used to come out and go downtown and go in the buildings. I used to buy a big fat box of chater chips. Us chater chips used to be down there. I don't know if they down there now. Like I said, a lot of businesses. I used to watch them make the fuzz, you know. I don't know if they still down there. The people, when they used to stop. And whole crowd used to be watching when they make the chocolate fuzz, and they used to put on a show down there and all. I mean, I'm sure it's crowded at the 4th of July. Yeah, I know it's crowded down there then. But we got to bring people back down there every day. You know, maybe the violence would go away. Because more people we bring back down there, more good people we bring down there, more good police officers will be down there to protect us, you know? And maybe the bookstore will come back. Maybe Barnes & Noble will bring the bookstore back. Maybe ESMP zone will come back, you know? I remember playing in Hollywood. Whoopi Goldberg, Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Sylvester Stallone, and I think it's another actor. They all invested in their business. It was a very expensive restaurant, but as people would start coming to it, the prices would have dropped. But that's why it closed in Baltimore. Now, I think they closed a lot of them throughout the country. I think they had one in Chicago, New York, and other places. I don't know. It might be still in New York. I know the one in Las Vegas will probably still be open. And maybe Los Angeles, I don't know. But we did have one here. We had the ESNP Zone. And we have Barnes & Nobles. And we had Planet Hollywood. We had Us Trader Chips. They used to bake them right there. They used to cook them and bake them, put them in the pan, put them in the little cans. And they used to have the chocolate candy down there. They had a candy store down there. And they had a lot of stuff down there. I mean, leave a comment on my YouTube channel if y'all people still go down there and some of the stores are still down there, okay? Like I said, I don't know. I haven't been back there. I haven't walked down in the harbor about since my brother was here. That was the last time I was down there. It was 2016. We went down there to check the boats and stuff out. We're looking for something to do. And me and Brian was just riding around. Went down there in the harbor and all that. This was like 2016. And it was cold that day too, so it had to be around March or April. And we didn't have nothing to do, so we just got in the truck and we just drove downtown and then see what's with downtown and stuff. And that's some of the stuff that my brother Brian did with me and all. But I was just thinking, you know. I was just thinking about that. And I'm just hoping a lot of other people, I've had a lot of thoughts in other people too, especially the people working City Hall and in the steakhouse, and in the state house. We can do it. That's all I gotta say. You can do it. If you want it, you can do it. Alright. So, I'm gonna try this song, guys. I think I still got it in here. Work with me. Come on, computer, work with me. Be right back. One, two, commercial break. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Cool Good Action Broadcast Show. But, like I said before, we can bring this city back. You know, it's a really great city. I've been here all my life. You know, and I can't say I don't really care about this city that much because of I was born here and everything. No, and I do. I do care about, I got, my kids was born here. And I got a whole history of here. But I would love to go travel, live in other cities, you know. I know that's a strange thing to say nowadays. But I just like to, you know, don't like to stay in one place. Me, I just want to see, I just like to meet people all over the world, you know. And every state you go to is different in another state. People live different in every state. You go down south, New Orleans, Alabama, Texas, Mississippi. You're in a whole new country when you go down south. Yeah, in Georgia, you in a whole new country when you go down south. you're like, where the heck is Iron Man? They talk funny. They dress funny. They don't dress funny. They dress normal. But it's a whole new ball game when you go south. I mean, a whole new ball game. And that's for black and white people. And I think go south, like Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. I think those are the biggest cities that I would like to go to, you know, in New Orleans. And just meet people, you know, just talk about the South, you know, because they still have slave houses, and some people, descendants, grandchildren from slave owners still live in the houses down there, and they rent these houses out, and they tell stories about the slaves and all, and the land. You can take tours of that, and I would just love to go there just to learn some history about my ancestors who came here, who was down there doing picking cotton and all that, and just walk into one of those slave homes and just see how they lived and everything. And yeah, it would be cool. Anybody would love to do that, just leave a comment on my YouTube channel, you know. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, or leave a comment on Twitter, or Instagram, or Facebook. But these are ideas that I'll be thinking about when I'm at work and stuff, and like what I can talk about on the next show, you know. And I'll try to come up with some lot of stuff, guys, for y'all. Not talk about Star Trek all the time. And I just be thinking. And one of those things I was thinking when I was making my coffee, I was like, this city's here. You know, I'm going to take a trip down in the harbor. And I'm just going to tour the buildings and all. And I'm going to probably put it on Facebook Live. Okay? So, people who got Facebook and all that stuff, and you're listening, I'll probably put this on Facebook Live. And I'm just going to walk through the buildings and see how many vacancies and see how many businesses are still down there and how many buildings are not. It's two buildings, one on one side and one on the other side. And y'all know what buildings I'm talking about. The little funny-looking green buildings with windows and stuff. And then on the other side, you got the power plant. But down below, you got another building. And then on the other side, you got the other building. Those are the two buildings I'm talking about. And the power plant, they got some kind of seafood restaurant down there now. They took the ESPN zone place. And Barnes & Noble's, I really miss that store. Because that's where I get all my Star Trek stuff. You know, my Star Trek magazines and stuff. I really miss that store. You know, I have to take the 95 because they got a Barnes & Noble right on Rosen way where I work at. The 95 go right past it. And they got one on Randallstown too, I think. And so, they do have around them. But that's the one I used to go to all the time. And I really miss it. Well, I wish they bring it back. The people who own their own Barnes & Nobles, are you listening? We need our Baltimore Barnes & Nobles back. And the Harbor one. You should have never took it away. We need it back, okay? Because Baltimore is going to make a comeback. And we're going to make a big comeback. And they on the news, they said we lost a lot of businesses. I don't know what businesses we lost. down there, but I think some of them moved out. And I just know Barnes & Noble was one of them that moved out. It was something to me because I used to take my kids, and when me and my wife were together, we used to go down there. So it means something to me because I used to just go in there and dream and vision that my book going to be published, and I want to see it published right here in the store. Now I'm a publisher. The store is gone. How you like that? Did that make sense? No, it don't. So, that's just some of the things I was just thinking about, people. But, just think about it, you know? And just remember that those times when we did have that city fair. Now, I was just a teenager then, during the 80s and parts of the 70s. I was just a kid and teenager. And I don't really remember the city fair that much, because I don't really remember going down there. But I do know we had one. And I'm going to see that we have anything on YouTube about the city, Baltimore City Fair. I mean, this city used to have a lot of stuff. And all gone. I mean, I don't know why. They used to have rec centers and stuff like that open for the children to go to after school. They used to have activities for the kids. But hopefully they started again. Hopefully. I'm not a kid no more, so I don't know what they have. Maybe the rec centers are still open and stuff. Who knows? But these are just some of the things that I know that we had. Even though that I used to took a yellow bus to school, what they used to call the cheese bus, nicknamed cheese bus. And I used to go to Chime School. But still, I went to Calvin Rockwell. And all that stuff. But people, y'all remember that? People my age, 40, 50, 60, 70. I know y'all remember that city fair, you know? The things that we had when we was young, boy. We used to just dream about this stuff. Touch screens, TVs, smart TVs. We used to sit on the street lights come on. We used to talk about this stuff. And now here we go. We got them. So, you know, we got it. So here we go. I have to talk about the government. It's in the strip. I haven't been watching TV, local or national TV. But I did watch that 60 Minutes show on YouTube. And I don't know if anybody checked it out or not. But I don't know. This stuff is always, it's always something with Russia and China and North Korea. They always starting something. And then it calms down. Then North Korea starts up. Then Russia starts up. Then China starts up. Then all three of them quiet down again. Then they starts up again. I mean, not quiet down, but tensions. I mean, people stop concentrating on the situations that they doing. They still doing that stuff, but we're concentrating on something else. Something else take our attention away from that. So, really, I think it's this attention. The China trying to get attention. Because China is our big, real big trading country. We trade We are big partners in the trade game. We trade cars, we trade technology, we trade computers, computer chips, all that stuff China make for us and all. Especially our Xboxes and PlayStation 4, 5, and so on. Yeah, that's China. They make them. So, I don't really think it's going to come to a thing, both countries, whoever's involved in all that stuff, going to come to agreement and they're going to sell things. I know you will, China. You're a good country. You got a good heart. I mean, you need to let some of your people have freedom, democracy and all. Freedom of speech and stuff like that. You need to open up. Stop spending on the military, your military power and all. I mean, give your people what they need. A lot of hungry people in China. But the government spends on the military, on the government and all. These are the things that the people in China can't speak about. You know, they can't make a podcast and speak about their country, what their country do. They get in a lot of trouble. You know, if I was in China and they hear me saying this, yeah, I would be in a lot of trouble if I lived there. Don't matter if I'm American or not. If I'm American, China citizen, came to China to live in China, I cannot talk about the government. I would have to live in China laws and all in that country. And my freedom of speech and all that stuff will be gone. You know? Even though I'm American, we got Americans that live in China. And I don't know if they still have their American freedom of speech and stuff. But anybody that is married to a Chinese or know someone married to a Chinese that live over in China, and just tell me, do they have to live by the country laws or they still have their freedom? Even though they're a citizen in China. I just want to know. I mean, I think it's a good question. If they move over to China, all their American rights will be gone because they moved to China and they live there now. Of course, any country, you have to live by the country laws. Like you move to Russia, you have to live by the Russian laws. You know? St. Petersburg, what you call it? Moscow, and so on. You go there, you have to obey the laws. That's their laws, you know? You can't speak like you do here. Even though you go over there and visit, go take a trip over there, go over out of the country and take a trip over there for a while, you still have to go by the laws on there. Right. Now, I don't know what's different is you go visit or you live there. I know if you live there, you have to obey the laws because now you're a citizen there. But if you're visiting somebody or you're just going there to tour, you're just a tourist going there, I think you still have your American rights there because America. The American embassy is there in Russia and China. And I still think you have your American rights and all. But that don't mean you go over there and break laws and all. Don't do that because you will go to jail. And you don't want to go to a foreign jail. I mean, they more worse than American jails. You know that? Anybody know that? I mean, anybody in the military been there, been to a foreign jail, who got locked up, you overseas and you got locked up. It don't have to be China or Russia. It could be Germany or the UK or Britain or Spain, France. You went over there and you got locked up in a foreign prison. I mean, locked up. Not just being drunk and get out for a couple of days and you out. I mean, you did something really bad and you gotta get a lawyer and all. Now, I know some of the soldiers, when they go there, they once they get off the boats, they were told by their superiors, stay out of trouble. But the soldiers, some soldiers don't listen, especially in the Navy and the Marines. That's why I love that the branch. I mean, the Army and the Air Force, they get in trouble too. You know, they fight with one another in the bars. And then, you know, the foreign police have to come to break the American soldiers up. Stuff like that. Sometimes it's funny. I know. Has anybody ever been in the Air Force, in the military, the armed forces? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, of course you do. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've been over the front in a foreign land, overseas. You got in a fight. You and your friends got off the ship. Y'all got drunk. Y'all got in a fight. Yeah, we know. Can't fool me. But it's just, to me, it's just some of the things to just think about, you know. But still, thank you for your service, you know, for all you do for America. So, like I said, I don't know what's going on in the news. But hopefully when I do turn the news on and look at it, they'll be talking about the bill. They passed the bill. And hopefully we'll see something. People, you know, we'll see something. You know, I got my concerns, you know, what's going on with the other countries and what's going on in the city and just what's going on in general, you know. I'm sure people got their concerns too. Right? Right, people? Right, guys? This is what this show is about. Speak your peace, you know? And that's what I'm here for. Make you think about those things. Whether they're the past, present, or future. Or like I said last night, and in a couple episodes that I made, what if Star Trek and Star Wars is really real? Really is Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Millennium Falcon, Leia, and all them? What if those stories actually took place? And there was a beam, and an alien just came here and sent a beam to George Lucas and all. And he made them dream about Star Wars. You know, like I said, it's jillions of galaxies that we don't know anything about, that we can't even see, not even with the telescopes. Not with the telescopes that we got in space, still galaxies that we cannot see. There's half the universe that we can see with the Hubble telescope and whatever telescope they got out there now. It's like, I don't know, like 30%. But still galaxies that we don't know nothing about. And some new galaxies do have Earth planets. Scientists have saw Earth planets on the galaxy. Some of them say they saw water and like city lights and stuff like we have. So you never know, people. Never know. And you gotta think about these things, you know? And it's just one of those things, you know. But the Build Better plan will work, people. Reason I keep talking about this is for everybody, guys. If you don't know what the Build Better plan is, it's on TV right now. I'm sure they're talking about it right this minute. Go to NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, what is the most prejudiced news ever, because they don't want this Build Back plan. But if you like Fox News, go watch it. But they are prejudiced. Chris Tucker, whatever his redneck name is. And a lot of them, they try to get black people in there to make them look good, but the black people are just as prejudiced as they are too. They just black and they just white in a black body. And I see MSNBC, yeah, MSNBC. And of course, CNN, and the rest of the national news, CBS, ABC World News, CBS World News, that come on at 7 o'clock. And whatever you get your news from, well, local and national. Local news give you a little bit, just a tiny bit of national news. But they don't give you that much of national news. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about the holidays, past, present, and future. And one of those holiday things, why do we celebrate Christmas on the 25th? Why do they mark the 25th as the birth of Jesus? We actually don't know his birth, right? But we celebrate the 25th on that day, on his day. Now, some religions don't even celebrate Christmas, don't even celebrate their birthdays, but we ain't gonna get into that. We know who they are. But the Muslims, Jewish, and Christians, that's us, Christians, Muslims, and Jewish, you know what the real deal. And we celebrate on the 25th of December, right? Right. They're always been, and it probably will always be. But history, I don't think it even say in the Bible the date that he was born. I don't know why. But when I start reading the Bible, I'm gonna look for it, just to get some clues about it, you know. And even when I start reading the Bible, I'm gonna get some ideas to write some movies like the Ten Commandments or The Passion of Christ. Everybody remember that movie, The Passion of Christ? The Mel Gibson movie. I'm gonna write movies like that. I'm gonna write books like that. Because I love to hear Jesus' story, you know. His story is just amazing. From the beginning, the time he was born, the time he grew up, the time he was crucified, and the time he died and rose again. It's an amazing story, you know. And that's why God make your story amazing. You got a beginning, You got an in. In between, he's right there in between. When you fall, he will lift you up. Okay? No matter how things get. So, I'm going to record a couple more of these. Then I'm going to take a break for the holiday. And if I don't hear from you, I'm going to go live. Maybe after this. And I'll probably go live on Sunday. But I'm going to make a couple more pre-recorded tapes. Because if I don't go live Sunday, I will see you in the next year. Okay? But you should have enough to go on. And enough tapes to listen to. Thank you, all my listeners. Especially when I came back. My ratings was way up. Let's keep those ratings up. Keep pushing that like button. Tell your friends and everything about the Corey Whitlock Show. And as we go along, you're going to hear some decent announcements. You're going to hear some decent innings, sign-off, signature. And you're going to hear a brand new theme song. All coming next year. Even though I got to pay for it. Who cares? This is all for y'all. Thank y'all so much for this listening and subscribing to my podcast. I know it's not that much, and I try to come up with some ideas. And I know it's just talk, a lot of talking on. But some people like that. And I try to come up with ideas or go back to some ideas and mix it up. And just mix things up, like the government, Star Trek, Star Wars, give you some ideas of what's going on in the world, in that world and all. And I like to tell stories about myself, testify like I did before about my lights. But I got a payment plan set up, and it's all ready to go on the 9th. And when I get paid, it's automatically going to go straight to BG&E. So, got good news. My gas and electric will be paid. In full. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Y'all too kind. Good night, everybody. Corey Whitlock Podcast Show.